ربنا ربنا.
Ask the followers of the remembrance if ye know not.
ربنا ربنا يا ربنا يا ربنا يا حي ويا قيوم نور قلبنا.
You are listening to the program The Key on Iran Radio with Sheikh Shiraz.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program, The Key, here at IRIB English Radio. Today on The Key, we're going to be talking about a subject which is one of the good moral traits within Islam. In Arabic, we call this iffat. Now, it's been translated in numerous ways: chastity, self-restraint, in other ways. Self-restraint is a good translation for it. We'll use this in our session today. You know that the Quran has urged us to adopt this quality. In one verse of the Holy Quran, we read, "Those who cannot afford marriage should be continent until Allah enriches them out of His grace." Or if you want to use the word self-restraint, those who cannot afford marriage should adopt self-restraint until Allah enriches them out of His grace. And in another verse, we read this: the unaware suppose them to be well off because of their reserve or because of their self-restraint. And the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wa sallam has said this: verily God, mighty and exalted, loves the reserved and shy and chaste person, and despises the bawdy and importunate beggar. Now, the question we want to pose with respect to this topic is, if we adopt self-restraint and chastity, what will be the results of this? What will the benefit be for us? The answer to this question can be found in hadith, which have been narrated from the infallibles regarding this topic. By way of example, in one beautiful hadith from the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wa sallam, we read this: as for self-restraint, from it branches out satisfaction, resignation, good fortune, comfort, a sense of consideration, humbleness, a sense of remembrance, contemplation, magnanimity, and generosity. These are the many ramifications for the intelligent man who practices self-restraint and is satisfied with God and with his share. Right, so the Prophet enumerated a lot of different other moral characteristics and a lot of good things that will result from us adopting self-restraint. Imam Ali alayhi salam also says, he who practices self-restraint, his burden decreases and his worth in Allah's eyes increases. And he also said, self-restraint weakens carnal desires. Imam Ali alayhi salam has also been reported as having said, actions are purified through practice of self-restraint. When we practice self-restraint, our actions are purified from the traces of, worldliness, and, you know, they become acceptable in God's eyes. Thank you for joining us here on The Key. We were looking at the results and consequences of the practice of self-restraint in the light of the hadith of the infallibles, alayhi wasalam. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
You just listened to the program, The Key, on Iran Radio with Sheikh Shiraz.
You can also send your questions to English Radio at irib.ir.